We dream of Eden's verdant fields. The present to the future yields. Our history hasn't yet begun. There's so much of our race to run. The old shall usher in the new. And we, the noble, eager few, are privileged to pay the price of engineering paradise. It hovers slightly out of sight. We must not doubt that we are right. There can't be any compromise. We'll kill or die or trade in lies. The innocent are merely means. They decorate our battle scenes. Your principles you put on ice while engineering paradise. Do what it takes to seize the day, and God will look the other way. Be ruthless, for our cause is right, and nothing comes before this fight. A boil needs cutting, use the lance. The time has come to take your chance. The devil's here to roll the dice for engineering paradise. This isn't work for feeble will. You cannot hesitate to kill. The way ahead is clear to see. And when we've won, they'll all agree. There wasn't any other way. The priests, the church, the world will say how right we were to pay the price for engineering paradise. Sense of order and always do my duties as a priest. Civilized behavior has a border. Humans have to rise above the beast. All living things are feeble and are mortal, but we live in eternity as well. We stand as moral agents at a portal, and we freely choose our heaven or hell. All the easy choices are illusions, and everything we see will pass away. And the cleverest of scientists' conclusions will not take away that burden on that day. We stand before the Lord as fallen angels. The sin of Eve has marked us from birth. We're here to prove our worthiness to serve Him. That's why the Lord has placed us on this earth. And nothing else will matter when we meet Him but how we have fulfilled this sacred trust. How hard we ever endeavor to defeat sin. And most of all, have we of all. age at last. And in the execution of this duty, fulfilling every detail of this trust, pursuing all this goodness, truth, and beauty, if someone must get hurt, then so they must. If someone must get hurt, then so they must. Russia is a godless foreign country, where Roman Catholic teaching has been banned. All instruments of mass communication are government controlled throughout the land. There isn't any freedom of assembly, and people watch each other night and day. An instant execution would await you if from the party line you were to stray. Their atom bombs are trained on all our cities. Their rocket just awaits a button's press. And if we didn't have our own deterrent, the world would be a communistic mess. For Khrushchev is the servant of the devil, the Antichrist incarnate. Nothing less. Ha!
Engineering solutions are the answer to the miseries that humankind surround. You can always find the way to move things forwards if you'll only keep your feet upon the ground. If you'll only keep your feet upon the ground, keep your feet upon the ground. You simply got to state the problem clearly and adopt an analytic frame of mind. A decision made in haste will cost you dearly. It's through reason the solutions you will find. It's through reason the solutions you will find. The solutions you will find. Nature speaks a language of mathematics, and religions are where lazy people hide. Electronics, laws of motion, hydrostatics. When you've quantified things, then you can decide. When you've quantified things, then you can decide. Oh yes, you can decide. Is the world the joke of some capricious being, or the product of inexorable laws? When its innards we have found new ways of seeing, will we understand its fundamental cause? Will we understand its fundamental cause? Its fundamental cause. Are there reasons underlying every process? Are there rules that hold the universe in check? Or are spirits hiding out in every recess? Was some demon been around to stack the deck? Has some demon been around to stack the deck? Been around to stack the deck? Well, I see no need of any hidden mover. The world is so much bigger than their God. There's a universe that's out there to discover. And I'm the blind man tapping with his rod. I'm the blind man tapping with his rod. Blind man tapping with his rod.
My father had a very special patient. I think she was a very special friend. I often wondered what they did together and how their special friendship was to end. My father is a conscientious doctor, a model of connubial fair play. Unthinkable, the smallest hint of scandal. Impossible that he could ever stray. And yet I wonder what they did together. He seemed to visit every single day. I often asked if she was getting better. He'd sadden, but of course he wouldn't say. I know they met before she was a patient. The Civil War when Franco conquered Spain. I know they tended wounded troops together. I know they thought they'd never meet again. I know she had a family and children. I guess they must have known about Dad and all the extra visits that were needed to control whatever illness that she had. And now it seems the battle's almost over. The victory has slipped away once more. My father's special patient didn't make it, and I know that it will cut him to the core. And yet I wonder what they did together. He seemed to visit every single day. I wonder if he managed to be with her. I wonder if I'll find the words to say. I wonder when his pain will pass away.
Tis the last throes of summer, left blooming alone. All her lovely companions are faded and gone. No flower of her kindred, no reflect back her blushes or a sigh for sigh. So soon may I follow when friendships decay,
and from Lord's shining circle, the gems draw away. When true hearts lie withered and fond ones are gone, oh, this bleak world alone.
It's way beyond what I should have to cope with. I don't know what to say or who to tell. Should I speak at Connor's trial as a witness? Should I talk to Pedro's family as well? What would it change if I should make a statement? Explain the lead up to the dark event? Can anything be learned from how it happened that similar disasters might prevent? Would I be seen as seeking out the limelight, pretending there was something that I knew? Would I be making mountains out of molehills, my story adding nothing that was new? I need to talk to someone more impartial. My father's mind is firmly made up. I need to get perspective and some distance to know if I've been served a poison cup. It's way beyond what I should have to cope with. I don't know what to say or who to tell. There must be someone wise that I can turn to, with guidance he can offer me as well.
Their stands. In a little while, the taunting and the shouting will turn to something nastier by far, and bullets will replace the broken bottles. Just watch them as they ratchet up the bar. Once more the IRA will spring to action, once more the cause of freedom to the fore. Another chance for Irish liberation, a united land to last forevermore. And even if we fail in our endeavours, our heroes and their exploits will be sung, and future generations will revere us when the bell of freedom is finally rung. Once more, the fertile soil of chaos beckons, for revolution's seed is well prepared. The young are more than willing to come forward. I pray to God that some of them are spared. I pray to God
examination I'll be sitting for a while. I wish I could believe that I might go the extra mile, sail through to university and make my father proud. But I know I'm nothing special, just a face amongst the crowd. My father says that talent isn't handed down intact, it's diluted and diminished when the genome is unpacked, and what's left is never quite as good as what it might have been if we hadn't all been saddled with regression to the mean. So I'll never try to kid myself, I'll rise above the pack. I'm aiming at the middle, not completely at the back. I only want to struggle through, avoiding a disgrace, enough to keep my dignity, enough to save my face. Take it easy and unwind. I can try to be an adult, making choices of my own, or even find a girlfriend, so I needn't be alone. Growing up is scary and I mustn't get it wrong. It's not as if I hadn't seen it coming all along.
but I wish that they had told me what it's really all about. Is there some elusive secret that I haven't yet found out?
Oh, hard is the fortune of all womankind. She's always controlled, she's always confined. Controlled by her parents until she's a wife, a slave to her husband the rest of her life. Oh, I'm just a poor girl, my fortune is sad. I've always been courted by the wagoner's lad. He's courted me daily, by night and by day, and now he is loading and going away. Oh, my parents don't like him because he is poor. They say he's not worthy of entering my door. He works for a living, his money's his own. And if they don't like it, they can leave him alone. Oh, your horses are hungry, go feed them some hay. Then sit down here by me as long as you may. My horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare thee well, darling, I'll be on my way. Oh, your wagon needs greasing, your whip is to mend. Then sit down here by me as long as you can. My wagon is greasy, my whip's in my hand. So fare thee well, darling, no longer to stand.
Frightened little boy who came from Belfast has grown up in only 7 days. The child whose worried eyes were always downcast has left behind those awkward childish ways. Like one who has discovered hidden treasure, the point of my existence now is clear. Happiness exceeding mortal measure is mine whenever Joyce is standing near. With his feeling, will he stay with me forever? Is true love as eternal as they say? And those poets and those writers who are clever really promise it will never pass away. Joyce would say if I should ask her, she'd tell me not to analyze the dream. Love doesn't visit so we might unmask her, accept that things are just the way they seem. I've got to give our love a fairer chance. This isn't just a holiday. Thank you.
still lie over her. How will they ever tell me? Just how will I react? Not old enough to understand a very simple fact.
Yeah. on den Wolben's high and lofty heights, when evening sun was setting bright, it cast a shower of golden light
across the Bay of Sligo.
A tiny craft with glancing oars and flowing sail, the wind before it drove the tiny craft ashore
to this, the Bay of Sligo.
And at the bow there sat a girl with rosy cheeks and flaxen curls. Her tender beauty was like a pearl,
the orange maid of Sligo.
And glancing
of the orange maid of Sligo.
She soon became his bonnie bride, and oft he thought at evening time about that lily's golden bright
upon the Bay of Sligo. All true blues, and fill your glass. No finer toast could ever pass. So here's unto the bonnie lass, the orange maid of Sligo.
When we gave our love for free, and you never tried to make me what I didn't want to be. In a world that's ever circling round a slowly dying sun, the past alone is constant and can never be undone. Every living person changes every moment of the day, but the past is always present, it can never go away, and we'll always be together now, no matter where we stray. The passion and the calm. We'll always have these moments that we've shared so tenderly, though we may be separated by a mountain or a sea. We're a part of one another now, for all eternity. Thank you. striving to be free, to create the man and woman that will soon be you and me. There's a world beyond that's waiting. We're too young to settle down. It's our time to find our bearings, test the water, look around. But there's nothing that can take away the friendship that we found. There's no clause of limitation on the love I share with you. It will always be there waiting, ever eager, ever new. The deepest love we'll ever know is love without demands, that doesn't ask for promises or bend with wedding bands, that can celebrate the freedom that the other one commands. Love that asks for nothing but is given like a song. Love that doesn't wonder if it's right or if it's wrong. Love that doesn't stifle, doesn't limit, doesn't scold, doesn't ask for grim assurances or suddenly run cold. Love that never judges, resentment will not hold.
Well, you know what you must do. Pretend it isn't happening. Pretend it isn't true.
And if your heart should flutter at the sight of someone's smile, you're a monster and a villain that it's proper to revile. They tell you what to wish for and the way you ought to feel. Fidelity, monogamy, the matrimonial seal, and all of your affection is included in the
surrender
deal.
Surrender to temptation and you'll pay a heavy price. To act as nature tells you is abominable vice. Your passion is a lion you'll have to hold in check. Put shackles on its legs and put a chain around its neck. And if you kiss another, it must only be a peck.
But if you're overflowing with a love you want to share, does it matter? Is it evil? Should your partner even care? To deny her human nature is such a heavy price to pay. To fit in with others' notions of the one and only way. When everything within you says be happy, love is play.
No one ever told me my teacher was my life, and I wish I'd learnt it sooner. I'd have been a better wife, I'd have been a better mother, better lover, better friend. I'd have learned to be accepting of whatever fate might send. I would not have needed alcohol, reality to mend.
Are you hurting anybody? Will you look back on each day and regret the love you shared with those you met along the way? Or as your life is ending, will you smile and will you say, when I look back at how I live and the alternatives I weigh, I wouldn't change a bit of it, convention to obey. No, I wouldn't change a bit of it, that's all I want to say. I wouldn't change a bit of it, that's all I want to say.
likes to get around. You can tell the girl who likes to get around.
You noble diggers all, stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers all, stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, see cavaliers by name. Your digging does maintain, and persons all defame. Stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pull down, stand up now, stand up now. Your houses they pull down, stand up now. Your houses they pull down to fright your men in town. But the gentry must come down and the poor shall wear the crown. Stand up now, diggers all. With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now, with spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, seen cavaliers are bold, to kill you if they could, and rights from you to hold, stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round, stand up now, stand up now. The gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found. Their wisdom so profound, to cheat us of our ground. Stand up now, stand up now. The lawyers they conjoin, stand up now, the lawyers they conjoin, stand up now. To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise, the devil in them lies, and hath blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, the clergy they come in, stand up now, the clergy they come in, stand up now. The clergy they come in and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all. Gainst lawyers and gainst priests, stand up now, gainst lawyers and gainst priests, stand up now. For tyrants they are both, even flat against their oath, to grant us they are loath, free meat and drink and cloth, stand up now, diggers all. The club is all their law, stand up now, the club is all their law, stand up now. The club is all their law, to keep poor men in awe, but they no vision saw, to maintain such a law, stand up now, diggers all.
It was just a childish game that I was playing, an engineering problem to be solved. I could rise above the hatred and the slaying. Technicians are from any guilt absolved. I wanted to believe like all the others in a fairy tale of setting Ireland free, secure within this company of brothers, incapable of any wrong were we.
I know exactly what you need, these dismal thoughts you must mustn't feed. From the past you must be freed, to the future must pay heed, and smile with me.
I'm the killer of my lover and rejected by my friends. For what I've done, I know that I can never make amends. I've listened to their counsel and I've taken their advice, and we're further now than ever from that shining paradise.
Come on and hold me tight. I can be anyone you want tonight. If you just turn off the light, I'll make everything alright. That's what I do.
But I wasn't just a failure, I was rudderless and dumb, keen to follow any leader to the beating of a drum. All I needed was some flattery, a puzzle I could solve, and my common sense and conscience were so easy to dissolve.
Share a little love with me, and there won't be any fee. I'm a loner too, you see. Let the two of us agree, some love for free.
The dream is almost over and we haven't learned a thing. All the shooting and the killing, just what progress did it bring? All the people that we've murdered, all the lives that we've destroyed. Could we not have used our reason, our humanity employed?
Let us hold each other tight. We can be who we like tonight. When we just turn out the light and make everything alright. You and me.
History lesson, it's time to remember. Time to remember the deeds of the great. Please pay attention, don't let your minds wander. Daydreams and playtime can wait. Black, the minnows that swarm in the water. White, the butterfly flits in the sun. Red, the blossom, and pink, the magnolia. History lessons begun. Joan of Arc ended up as a cinder. Henry VIII did for two of his wives. Wish I could dive in the pond where the ducks are, having the time of their lives. Red, the blood on the axe of the headsman. Black, the stake and the bodies that burn. White, the face of the priest and the hangman. These are the facts you must learn. Pitt paid a packet to patch out an empire. Drake bowled the Spaniards out first ball. Just want to lie in the sun by the water, down where the rushes grow tall. Red, the lines of Wellington's army. White, the ensign where Nelson held sway. Crimson, the cavalry Marlborough commanded. History's heroes are they. Which scrap of paper began the big bundle? Which umbrella brought peace in our time? Questions and answers dissolve in the sunshine. Wait for the school bell to chime. Green, the gas as it gutters the trenches. Black, the smell of the smoke from a gun. White, the pain of a bombshell exploding, history lessons begun. History lesson, please try to remember. Try to remember the deeds of the great. Theirs was the power, the glory, the honor. They were the chosen of fate. Black, the minnows that swarm in the water. White, the butterfly flits in the sun. Red, the blossom, and pink, the magnolia. History lesson is done.
Thank you.